Hey friends, and welcome to the very special read-along with me, Mr. Jim, on my book called The Day We Saved the Light Bulb. So if you have your book of The Day We Saved the Light Bulb, you can follow along with me as I'm performing the book. But if you don't have a book yet, you can check down in the show notes below and your parents can grab you a copy of that book. Well, friends, are you ready? Me too. Let's go. Chapter 4, Lights Off. Ava and Jaden had just finished their homework and were meeting with some friends to play soccer at a nearby field. They had played on the same soccer team for many years. This year, they thought they might actually have a chance to win the championship. They were only a few weeks away from the playoffs, so getting in some extra practice was a must.
"Jaden, I'm over here!" shouted Ava.
Jaden saw her in the distance and ran over.
"Hey, how's it going?
You ready to play an awesome game of..."
What was that? As they both turned around, there was a giant flash of purple color in the sky.
That was weird, said Ava.
"Yeah, I've never seen that before, but anyway, let's kick the ball around and work on our drills.
How was your day at school?"
asked Jaden.
"Did you hear we're getting a school robot?" asked Ava.
"Wait, what? No way!"
exclaimed Jaden.
"Yeah, it's gonna ride around the cafeteria and give everyone free drink refills," she replied.
Jaden's eyes widened and he said,
"That sounds super cool. And a little creepy, too. I don't know how I feel about a robot pouring my orange juice for me."
Suddenly, both of their walkie-talkies buzzed.
"Hey, guys. You there? It's Mr. Jim. I have a really random question."
"Shh.
Yeah, we're actually playing soccer out here. It's me and Jaden. What's up?"
"Shh.
So, am I crazy? Or did we move the motion lights in the back of HQ? Because they're all gone."
"Shh."
Jaden and Ava looked at each other and knew that something was definitely wrong.
"No, they were definitely there. The purple ninjas must have stolen them. We'll meet you at HQ right now and help you install some new ones. Stop by the hardware store and pick them up on the way. Over and out."
Ava and Jaden left the soccer field and walked to the hardware store nearby. It was on the way to HQ. As they walked inside, they thought it was strange how dark it was inside the store. The darkness made it pretty challenging to walk down the different aisles and see what was on the shelves. After many trips up and down the aisles, they were surprised to find there were no light bulbs.
"What kind of hardware store doesn't sell light bulbs?"
asked Jaden as he raised his arms in the air in frustration.
Super weird.
Come on, let's go find some help," said Ava.
An older man with a large beard walked past carrying a box. He looked like he worked at the store.
"Excuse me, do you work here?"
asked Jaden as he tried to get the man's attention.
"Why, yes I do,"
the man continued with a country drawl.
"How can I help you?"
"Oh, great," said Jaden.
"Can you point us to the light bulb aisle? Our motion detector lights are missing and we need to replace them."
Light bulb. I'm sorry, I'm not quite sure what you're talking about. Never heard of a light bulb before. It sounds pretty interesting. Do you mean a lantern?"
asked the older man.
"No, not a lantern. A light bulb. You know, the kind you turn on and off. Is this a joke?"
Jaden's frustration was now turning to confusion.
"I'm sorry, son. If you're looking for something that produces light, best I can do are those lanterns in aisle 4. Let me know if you need anything else.
The old man walked away. Ava and Jaden both dropped their mouths open.
He say he's never heard of a light bulb? Did we travel back in time?
Asked Ava.
He's gotta be joking. What kind of store is this?
It's a store that should definitely have light bulbs.
I'm very confused, said Jaden as he looked around the store very suspiciously.
You gotta get back to HQ because I have a bad feeling. Something isn't right.
When they arrived at HQ, Mr. Jim was waiting at the door to greet them.
Guys, you're not gonna believe this. I think someone must have broken inside because every single light bulb at HQ is gone. Even the ones in our storage closet. It's the strangest thing.
Ugh. You grabbed some replacements at the hardware store on your way over here, right? Ava shook her head.
We just went to the hardware store down the street.
And they acted like they'd never even heard of light bulbs before.
We felt like we went back in time or something. It was so weird.
Mr. Jim's eyes got very large, and he said,
That's what I was afraid of. Oh no, oh no, oh no.
Jaden and Ava followed closely behind Mr. Jim, who scurried around HQ and reached for some papers that looked like they were reports he had printed.
Right, look at this,
Mr. Jim said. He rustled the papers together across the table and pointed at one with a bunch of lines and shapes on it.
Our radar picked up a spike in energy pretty far away at an old castle. Look at this. It looks almost like a time travel signal.
Ava grabbed the paper and looked closely.
Jaden, look at the time it happened. That's exactly when we saw the purple flash while we were playing soccer.
All of a sudden, Ava dropped the papers to the floor and shouted,
I think I figured it out.
How in the world did you figure it out that fast?
What could you have figured out already?
Asked Mr. Jim.
Well, it just all makes sense. Remember last night when the purple ninjas were scared off by the lights outside? Well, if I were to try and think like a purple ninja, I would want to get rid of the light so that I could steal stuff undetected.
Between that spike of energy that looks like a time travel signal and that purple flash we saw at the soccer fields, they must have gone back in time to get rid of light bulbs in the first place.
And that's why that old man at the store didn't even know anything about light bulbs,
said Jaden.
Exactly, Jaden, shouted Ava. Hey, Mr. Jim, where and when do you think they would have traveled?
Mr. Jim thought for a second and then said,
Thomas Edison.
Thomas Edison is the one who invented the light bulb in 1879.
That's gotta be where they went to. As the three of them stood in a circle, their minds began to race with how significant a problem this would create if this was all true.
Just imagine all the different things that would not exist without light bulbs. Even our TVs and phones have little lights in them.
Mr. Jim, don't we have a time machine somewhere in the back room?
I think we need to turn it on. We have to save the light bulb, said Jaden.
You're right, Jaden. But who's gonna go?
Asked Mr. Jim. Jaden stepped forward and confidently said, I will. Let's do this. Back at that old stone castle, Dr. Stinky Breath had just returned from his time-traveling adventure. He walked out of the machine laughing.
I'm back. Did it work?
Yeah. Can't you tell how dark it is down here now? I can't even see my fingers. But how did you do that, boss? How did you destroy the light bulb?
Asked the purple ninja.
it was easy. I didn't destroy the light bulb. I made Thomas Edison feel like failure, and he just gave up. What do you think about that, Queen Ginger?
Making others feel like failures is one of your superpowers, Doctor.
Hey, friends, it's time for some Spyology Squad shout-outs. I want to say hey to Miriam and Esther from Washington, Brayden from Illinois, Reza and Nalia from California, Jameson from California, Keanu from Nevada, and Samantha from North Carolina. I'm so glad that you're all on Spyology Squad. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super day, and I'll see you on the next adventure. This is HQ, over and out.